Well, Brad, we were all so hopeful yesterday. We all had the winner, but there were only a few that got it, I think, mate. What's your reflection on the race?
Yeah, it didn't work out for my on-top selection. I'll give you the tip, Marmello. He was very disappointing. Hugh Bowman gave him every chance, but not to be. But I guess it was a day for the youngsters, wasn't it? Joseph O'Brien, the 24-year-old
yes.
trainer, becoming the youngest trainer to win the Cup, and the European 3-year-old winning the race. So, you know, Ireland also, they filled the first three placings in the race. The internationals, they're six of seven. Big Duke was the only Australian trained horse to be in the first seven across the line. So it was all about the internationals yesterday and the youngsters. Yeah, rekindling a very good performance and an outstanding ride by Corey Brown as well. He had him on the fence and pulled out at the right time, and a really good two horse war over the final 200 metres, and probably the weight, the 51.5, got him over the line there.
I want to get two personal opinions. I can't be critical of Hughie Bowman's ride. Many of our listeners and viewers are. I didn't think he went too early. I don't think the horse actually took off when he asked it, and I don't think it stayed on the day, whatever that might be. The other one is, are the internationals ruining our great race? So it's a two-part question, Brad.
Well, the first one about Hughie, I mean, I can't be critical of him either. You know, the horse has always had tactical speed. That might have been the tactics before the race, but either way, he's got the horse cover from barrier, basically from barrier 16. He's got a cover one off the fence. You can't ask for much better than that. Look, you know, some might say he went too early, but I think he was just a victim of circumstances there. Nothing was taking him into the race. And I think it was just the fact that maybe the horse, A, wasn't good enough, or B, didn't back up after the Caulfield Cup. That was always the concern with the trainer. And that might be the case. And are the internationals ruining our race? I don't think so. I mean, they had 11. They equaled the record this year. You know, maybe after the Cup yesterday, it did lack that little bit of buzz around the place because there wasn't, you know, 1,000 owners in the mounting yard all screaming and shouting because, you know, Lloyd had won another Cup. But at the end of the day, they're here. That's what they're going to keep coming. They're only going to come more. And I actually find it interesting. I love the internationals because we get to learn. We get to watch these replays. We get to learn more about these horses each and every year.
Frankie Dettori, mate, he cops it every year. He's copying it again this morning.
Yeah, and he would have copped it all day yesterday on social media as well.
Yeah,
he just can't seem to get it right in Australia, Frankie. He was three deep, no cover on the favourite, Almandon, yesterday. And basically, you know, I know he said the horse raced flat, but really, I thought he went enormous considering he covered more ground than, well, he had the toughest run in the race for mine, him and Emily Starr. And look, he ran 12th. I think that's fair enough considering the run he got. I know Frankie's had 16 rides in the Cup now. He's yet had a salute, and his past two have been pretty ordinary, to be fair. With Glad Brave last year, he was wide on that as well. So be interesting to see whether they keep going to Frankie or whether they choose an Australian jockey next time.
Yeah, they stick solid.
They do.
Yeah, they stick solid. But my belief is you don't need an overseas jockey to ride your horse down under here. Look, my figures tell me that we had 13 overseas raiders in 2011 and 2015, but that's up for debate. I'd made that mental note. So, we had 11 yesterday, but they're going to keep on coming up. Mate, Ben Allen, Frank, by the way, Joe Moreira apparently okay, no broken bones. Unfortunately, the horse had to be euthanised last night, but Ben Allen picked up the ride.
Yeah, I spoke to Joe and he was a bit stiff and sore, but said he should be okay in a few days. Very sad news about Regal Monarch, and our thoughts are definitely with all the connections and there. But Ben Allen, it was a big 8 hours for him. You know, he's going to be watching it from the sidelines, and the apprentice had his first ride in the race. He ran six. He rode it outstandingly as well, and spoke to him afterwards, and he said that, you know, only adds to his desire to win the Melbourne Cup now, and hopefully, he said, hopefully I can get another ride next year.
I would say no horse made more ground than that horse, Thomas Hobson. I was on it, Brad, but I knew when it was last, I was no hope.
Yeah, he just sort of... That's his thing. He didn't really want to take part early. That was his problem, Thomas. You know, it wasn't really Ben's fault from mine. He just got so far back, but he made a really long, sustained run. He's a, you know, 4,000-metre horse. He's probably a horse that would have appreciated if he even went a bit harder because he probably doesn't have that turn of foot, but he'll just keep staying all day.
Yeah, and now your tips are going to resume tomorrow, mate.
Yeah, we'll resume them tomorrow. I didn't want to just... Everything's been directed towards the Cup the last few days down here, naturally, and I wouldn't want to steer punters down a path without giving it the proper proper duty it deserves. So a couple of meetings in New South Wales tomorrow. We'll be having a good look at them today, and we'll be back with the daily tips tomorrow.
Good on you, mate. We look forward to it.
Thanks, guys.